I'll never forget the first time that I stood in St. Peter's Square in Rome, in Vatican City. It was June of 2007. It was the summer before I entered seminary. My parents took me on a little tour of Italy. We spent a couple days in Rome. And I remember walking in the square for the first time ever. It was a beautiful June day. And the square was packed with people from all over the world. I'm hearing different languages all around me. I'm standing there, I'm looking at the facade of St. Peter's Basilica, the largest church in all of Christendom. And at that moment, I just had this overwhelming sense of how big the church really is and how small that I am. In the gospel today, there's this seemingly random detail that John writes about that I want to talk about. This great catch of fish that Peter and the other apostles have after the resurrection back at the Sea of Galilee, because Jesus commands them to throw the net in, just like way back at the beginning, 3 years before, when Jesus first called Peter after this miraculous catch of fish. And as Peter's hauling the net ashore, John writes this detail. He tells us the number of the fish in the net. He says there is 153 fish. Why does he tell us that? What does that have to do with anything? It seems kind of random. And it's such a random number, 153. Well, it's not a random number. 153 is a symbolic number. In ancient times, during that time, Greek zoologists had categorized 153 different species of fish in the known world, in the sea. It was thought there was 153 different types of fish in the sea at that time. And so for this net of Peter, which is a symbol of the church, for this net to be filled with 153 different fish was a symbolic way of saying that the church would one day be filled with all peoples, all nations, all languages. Not just one type of fish, but every possible type of fish, all 153, are going to come into the net of Peter. This image really speaks to the truth of the universality of the Catholic Church. In fact, the word Catholic, that's what the word Catholic means. Catholic comes from the Greek word, which means universal. It's one of the four marks of the church. There are these four biblical marks that define what the church is. That the church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. And again, that word Catholic means universal. And as a Catholic, I find the universality of the church one of the coolest things about our faith. The fact that I can travel to almost any country in the world, and somewhere in that country, I'll find a Catholic church. And if I walked into that Catholic church, I'd somewhere find a tabernacle, I'd find an altar. At some point during the year or the months or the weeks or the days, a mass is going to be celebrated there, just like we're doing right now. Might be a different language, might have some different cultural traditions, different music, but it's still the same mass, the same prayers, same readings. The idea that we are united with people all over the globe in our faith is such a beautiful thing. Now, of course, for us as Catholics, our parish church is meant to be really important to us. Our parish community is where we live out the faith day to day, and so it's important we invest in our parish community. But it's also, I think, really important for us to remember the perspective that the Catholic Church is not just St. Michael Catholic Church in St. Michael, Minnesota. That we're part of something so much bigger than ourselves. That's why I find travel, for those who have the means to do it and are physically able to do it, is such a great gift. When we travel the state or the country or even the world and visit other Catholic churches, it helps kind of open our eyes to see the universality of the church. As I meet brothers and sisters in Christ who don't speak the same language as me, who don't have the same background as me, but we share the same faith, that's a great encouragement. The universality of the church. We're all part of something so big. This is why I'm a huge fan of things like mission trips, pilgrimages. They're a great way to help people see and experience the universality of the church. Next year, I'm in the current process of planning two different trips for 2023. We're going to do a mission trip to the Dominican Republic in January. And then I'm going to lead a pilgrimage to Spain and Portugal in May to walk the Camino de Santiago and visit Fatima. More details about that will come in the coming weeks and months. When I stood there that day for the first time ever in St. Peter's Square, looking at that giant church surrounded by people from all over the world speaking different languages, again, I had this great sense of how big the church is. As I looked around and saw the 153 fish around me, it's not just about me, it's not just about St. Michael, it's about the universal church and what a gift it is to be a part of it. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's come with a grateful heart. Grateful that we're part of this faith, this church that is so much bigger than ourselves. Grateful that we're part of a faith that unites us to brothers and sisters in Christ across the centuries and even across the globe.